In a world of conflicting values, where questions are more common than answers, God's Word provides everything we need to live a God-centered, truth-driven life. Join us now for the Word for Life, brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church and hosted by Pastor Greg Huffman, as he shares the truth for the day.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to Word for Life Radio, brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church. My name is Jake Schnorr. I will be your host today. We are continuing our study in Ephesians chapter 4 with the study of Can You Spare Some Change? And the simple question that we are posing to you as we filter through these notes for this sermon is, are you willing to make the changes necessary to grow as a Christian? Or has there been decisions, has there been actions and attitudes and thoughts that you've allowed coming into your life that is hindering your growth as a Christian? Before we get into our study for today, you can email us at wfl@brooksidebc.org for show notes, or if you just want to drop a comment or a suggestion, or if you want a topic that you're very interested, we can see what we can do getting that on a future broadcast. Again, the email is wfl@brooksidebc.org. A brief recap of where we've been so far in Ephesians chapter 4. First of all, if you haven't opened your Bibles, open them up to verses 22 to 24. And we're talking about practical ways that we can grow as a Christian, and that involves inherently change. First of all, we talked about spiritual growth or spiritual change requires you to put off your old man. We talked about our attitudes and actions that hinder us from growth, that represent our old man. Those things need to be put off when we see those showing up in our life. But the second step is that spiritual growth requires you to renew your mind. And we talked how this word is a different word that is used in other passages about mind renewal. This word has the idea of bringing your mind, specifically the spirit of your mind, into a trusting and childlike confidence in the things of God. And also we noted that that mind renewal is not something you can do. It is something that the Holy Spirit needs to produce inside of you. It is a passive verb. And we talked about how it's the spirit of our minds and not just our minds. We talked about the man Daniel Tammet, who was able to fill his mind with just unimaginable amounts of information and regurgitate it with almost no hesitation. However, all of the things that he can fit into his mind does not renew it in any way. There is a spiritual element to everyone's mind that needs to be tapped into in order for mind renewal to take place. That's why it's the Spirit of God that needs to be the one renewing our minds. So, in summary, mind renewal is necessary for spiritual growth, as well as putting off the old man. So if you ever find yourself where you feel like you're not growing, you feel like you are stagnant, first of all, are there things in your life that you've not gotten rid of that you need to get rid of? Are there attitudes that are developing that you can sense, if not dealt with now, can lead to anger or to lead to deep-rooted bitterness? Confess it. Get rid of the sin. Do you find yourself being stagnant or losing trust in God, or find yourself that you are not able to have the same confidence as you once did in the Word of God, that the things that God wants you to do, you don't have as much confidence in them? Have your mind renewed by the Holy Spirit. Finally, our third point is spiritual growth requires you to put on the new man. To put on the new man. Follow along in verse 24 as we look at this final point. It says, "And that you put on the new man, which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness." We see that, first of all, the putting on the new man is contrasting in every way the old man. First of all, God didn't create the old man. Our flesh, we were born with our flesh. We inherited our sin nature. Ultimately, you can trace it all the way back to Adam in the garden. God didn't give Adam his sin nature. Adam sinned and inherited the sin nature and passed it on to every human being throughout history. So first of all, God didn't create the old man. However, we see that he does create the new man. Notice again, it says, And you put on the new man, which is created according to who? God. So first of all, there's a different creator. Second of all, there's a different outcome. The old man grows corrupt. We talked about how our flesh, it doesn't stay at the same level of depravity. It doesn't stay at the same level of degradation, but it gets worse and worse and worse over the period of time, which is directly contrasting the outcome of the new man. Look at it again. Verse 24, it says, it is created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. In other words, what is the outcome of putting on the new man? Well, it's you become more righteous practically, and you become more holy practically. And I say that in that way because obviously we are made perfectly righteous in Jesus Christ. All of our sin is taken away, and we receive the perfect, spotless righteousness of Christ at the moment of salvation. So we see that our new man that we put on, it identifies us with who we do belong to, which is God. But second of all, it identifies us who we need to be. And we need to be people who are marked by righteousness and are marked by true holiness. You might say, what's the difference between true righteousness and just ordinary righteousness? Because the verse definitely says true in front of it. Well, I mean, some people want to believe that what they're doing is righteous. For instance, if you try to put on acts that would represent God, let's say you put on kindness, or you put on what you view as humility, or you put on patience, or you put on some of these fruits of the Spirit that would genuinely reflect God, without, first of all, putting off the old man or without renewing your mind, it is not true righteousness. Paul has these commands in this order that if you try to adopt a godly outlook on life without, first of all, dealing with the sin and dealing with your mind being renewed, then it's going to be all for show. It is going to be worth less. In a previous broadcast, I mentioned that Paul has given us a formula. He's not given us specific in every single sin issue that you deal with, you should do this specific thing. However, we see the formula is given in verses 22 to 24, which is what we're looking at. But if you want to do an interesting study about the rest of the chapter, he goes through a number of specific sins that people struggle with, and he uses this exact formula. For instance, verse 26 says that you need to stop being angry, so put off, but then we see what we need to put on. Verse 26 continues, it says, be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger, nor give place to the devil. So in other words, do not be angry and sin. However, what you can put on is a righteous anger and have the anger that God would have towards things. Verse 28 says, stop stealing. So put off the old man, which is, in this case, stealing. Let him who steal no longer, but rather let him labor. So what are you to put on? A hard working attitude, working with his hands what is good, that he may have something to give to those who are in need. Finally, we can see another practical example of this put off, renew, and put on in verse 29. We see that corrupt communication. So put off, let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, put on. But what is good for necessary for edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers. Put off bad corrupt communication, put on what is edifying, what is truly beneficial. We see a very vivid illustration of this whole process in one of the rooms that many rescue missions have. I myself have had the pleasure of helping out a church with their ministry at a rescue mission. There's a specific room called the deluging room where the homeless man who have not had a bath in months will discard all of their old clothes and are thoroughly bathed and disinfected in this room. So they go in. These people who have been homeless and been on the streets and have not showered in months, so that they reek, they have sometimes sicknesses and diseases that need to be dealt with. It's just an ugly picture. But they're bathed and they're disinfected in this room. The unsalvageable clothes are then burnt, so they are incinerated. However, the next step, it just brings this whole illustration together. The new clothes are issued. The clean man is provided clean clothes to live this new life that is being offered. And that is exactly what happens at salvation. We understand that we put off the old man definitively with we are rejecting ourselves and we receive the new man of Jesus Christ into our lives. However, this is also the pattern of how we grow. We put off representation of the old man and we put on the new. We put on this righteousness and this holiness that God would have. So we've looked at the steps of spiritual growth. We've seen how putting off the old man is necessary. Additionally, we've seen how renewing our minds in the Word is equally as necessary. Finally, we see that putting on the new man is how we capitalize this formula of spiritual growth. So consider in your own life the areas that have been affected by sin that was improperly dealt with. Is there a thought, an attitude, or an action that resembles the old man and not the new? Whether it's lust or anger or bitterness or dishonesty or disloyalty, laziness perhaps, apathy, deception, lying, impatience, greed, the list could go on and on. Do you see any of those things in your life in any way? It doesn't matter if it's full-blown and everyone sees it, but can you have the diligence in your own walk to pinpoint those things? And what are we supposed to do with them? Put those off. Intentionally find a way to prevent yourself from falling into that same sin again. You need to find a way, whether you struggle with looking at things online, cut off your internet maybe, or just go to bed earlier, or figure out what times of days that you really struggle with that and build your schedule to avoid that. Or maybe you're very impatient with people. Find a way to pray for the people who you are struggling to be patient with. When you are praying for someone and praying for your own attitude, God will do an amazing work in you to grow. So we don't have the time to go through every potential vice that you may struggle with, but you know exactly the things that the devil would love to dangle in front of you and would love to see you fall under. This is exactly what Jesus was referring to in the Lord's Prayer when he says, "Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from," some translations say evil, others say the evil one. In other words, how might Satan try to get a hold of you today? And after we put off those things, we need to renew our minds in the Word with prayer, bring our minds to the point where we are trusting with confidence what God is telling us to do. Finally, put on. Once you've renewed your mind with the truth of God's Word, you must get this, clothe yourself with obedience. Clothe yourself. In other words, when you put on a jacket and you see the sign of the company you're working for, that is who owns you, who you represent, who you work for, who essentially you are a slave to. If you don't want to earn the wage, you are not going to get any benefit, any blessing from that company. Clothe yourself with the obedience to obey God's word. Well, that about closes off our study in Ephesians 4, and some parts of the study are not the most easy things to hear. It's not the most uplifting necessarily, but this is how we grow. The sin nature is an ugly thing and it needs to be dealt with. If you want a copy of the show notes, again, contact us at wfl@brooksidebc.org. We'd love to see you at church one of these Sunday mornings, and let us know how we can serve you or be a blessing. Until next time, Lord bless.
We hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. If you would like a copy of today's program, have a question we can answer, please contact us at The Word for Life, 4470 North Pilgrim Road, Brookfield, Wisconsin, 53005. For more info about The Word for Life, to make a donation to help us continue this broadcast, as well as other resources for your Christian walk, visit us at www.thewordforlife.org. Thanks for listening today. Tune in again next time as we bring the Word of God to your life.